إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. الله سبحانه وتعالى subscribed the month of Ramadan so as we achieve taqwa, piety. The month of Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters, is the month of discipline. It is the month of akhlaq, high moral conduct. It is the month of tarbiyah, education and training. It is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to refrain from the basic needs that humans cannot do without in normal circumstances, so as we achieve piety and so as we are trained to do other things. The education, the training in the month of Ramadan is spiritual, moral, and indeed physical. The month of Ramadan is training for us as individuals. It is for the adults. It is for families, for men and women, and also for children. It may be that tomorrow is the beginning of Ramadan, inshallah, or the day after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Nevertheless, I am sure that previous brothers during the last a few weeks talked about various aspects of preparation for the month of Ramadan. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, which translates into the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs and distinction between right and wrong. I'd like to concentrate on the aspect of training our children during the month of Ramadan. Children can be very small, in a sense that they will not really understand anything about Ramadan. If they are 2 or 3 or so years of age, that is not really, they can be trained for other things. But if they are nearer to the age of 7, 6, the age of Salah, then maybe we can do something with them during the month of Ramadan. First of all, we need for our children to feel the difference between the month of Ramadan and the months outside Ramadan. You need to have that atmosphere at home and at the masjid, taking them to the masjid and to iftar, if there are, and I'm sure in many places, including this university, you have collective iftar. Bring your children along. They need to feel the value of the month of Ramadan. They need to feel the difference during the month of Ramadan. So you need really to create that climate and atmosphere around yourself and around them, so as they see you more dedicated, of course, fasting, more dedicated to the reading of Al-Quran, more dedicated to prayers, more dedicated to going to the masjid for Taraweeh and other jama'ah prayers, more dedicated to tasbih, more dedicated to sadaqah, so as they can learn by following through role modeling. They can learn through seeing others celebrating and upholding the values of the month of Ramadan. من حديث الربيع بنت معوذ رضي الله عنها, in a longer hadith, I take part of the hadith. فكنا نصومه بعد ونصوم صبياننا ونجعل لهم اللعبة من العهن فإذا بكى أحدهم على الطعام أعطيناه ذلك حتى يكون عند الإفطار. رواه البخاري ومسلم. الربيع بنت معوذ رضي الله عنها is one of the صحابيات, and she is describing a situation about Ramadan, and she says that we started fasting Ramadan when it became fard in Al-Madina, and we used to train our children to fast Ramadan. And then what she is saying, she is saying that we used to make, they have toys made of cotton. So it's this, if even in nowadays you have some of these, and in the old time you had the shape of a doll made of cloth and cotton stuffed inside. So they had that in their time. So they used to make them fast. And then if they felt hungry, they would really give them that to play with. Now, again, at what age you do that, depending on the stamina of the child, depending on their health, etc. I know that some parents, they say, okay, you fast half a day, or you fast from the morning until the afternoon, or whatever. In my opinion, inshallah, of course, that is not really siyam, but at least they have a taste of refraining from food. But especially that we have a very, very long day here in the during summer, especially in the northern hemisphere. So if they are a little bit older, if they are around 7, 8, 9, still children, but maybe they can fast full days, and depending on their stamina, they can fast more days or less, so they may not be able to fast the whole of Ramadan. Nevertheless, that is a reflection on using Ramadan. Of course, they see you getting up for suhoor, they see you breaking for iftar at sunset, so all of that is part of the training. It's not that but their participation is also of value, and it is sunnah, as we can see in this hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Before that, also we take that opportunity to talk about training the children during the month of Ramadan, is to concentrate on Salah. عن عمر ابن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده مروا صبيانكم بالصلاة لسبع سنين واضربوهم عليها لعشر سنين وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع. رواه أحمد وأبو داود. In this hadith, we are ordered to ask our children to pray when they are 7. And when they are 10, we need to discipline them, to chastise them, so as they will persevere on the salah. Salah, dear brothers and sisters, is not an easy thing if you have not been brought to observe the daily Salah. If you are an adult and suddenly you have to get up at Fajr time and do Dhuhr and Asr and so on, you may find it difficult. Nevertheless, if we train our children from an early age, even before 7, they see us, a lot of the very young children, even 1 and 2, when you are praying, then they come and they try to imitate your movement. So that by its own right is training. Seeing you praying and maybe participating in just going through the physical movement in the way they can. And when they are older, if they are 5 or 6, they can sit beside you and try to pray. But when they're 7, you have to have taught them how to make wudu, how to pray. They should know Al-Fatiha, they should know the particulars of dua within the salah. The month of Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters, is very appropriate for us to look into our children. I know that some parents, they're still young, you know, they are 7. I'm not going to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking us to order them to pray at 7. And we should really give them all the training, all the surahs that they need to memorize, the dua, the movements, also the wudu. We should have taught them. Children cannot know that by themselves. And they have to see a good example in front of them. The daughter should really see her mother, and the son should see his father, and both of them should see the parents dedicated to Salah on a daily basis. The month of Ramadan is a good month to revise that, look at our children, see how much we have taught them, and if they are 7+, they need really to start praying. So in the month of Ramadan, we can also train them how to pray. So, Salah, Siyam, and then I may also add Zakah. Now, you may think that children may not have really money to pay Zakah. Of course, they may, some orphans may inherit a lot of money from their parents after they die, and they own the money, but they have someone looking after the money for them, and zakah should be paid from that money. Nevertheless, it is not what I mean today. What I mean is that they need to train to pay. So you come, you give them money. They may have collected some pounds or whatever, and say, okay, today we are collecting for our brothers and sisters in Syria. Today we are collecting for our brothers in Gaza. Today we are collecting for our brothers and sisters in this disastrous, you know, in this area where a disaster hit people and they were homeless. And you collect from them, you give them the money in the first place, you know, but you teach them to pay a pound or two or more or less towards a charitable cause. Sometimes if they have toys and they can do without some of these toys, you may ask them, can you donate one of your toys to an orphan in another place where they do not have toys? So you teach them to pay. This is an ijtihad on my own, saying that you can teach. Alhamdulillah, I have also brought up my daughters when they were young to do so. And I remember one of my daughters, we talked about, there was in 2004, there was a malicious attack on one of the parts of Palestine, and we were collecting for that. And one of the daughters, she came and she gave all what she had, maybe 80 pounds at that time. I said, Dad, you know, maybe you should pay 40 and keep 40. So you can teach your children to be generous. Again, that is a discipline that if you teach your young children to have an attitude to have at a young age, it becomes very, very easy for them when they own money, when they are adults, to feel for their brothers and sisters who are less fortunate, to feel for the widows, to feel for the orphans, to feel for the poor and the needy when they are adults. Also during the month of Ramadan, you read Al-Quran, you make dhikr, you make dua. Perhaps you should involve your children depending on their age. If they are, alhamdulillah, they have been to the school and they know some parts of the Quran, then you ask them to read. And maybe you can collect the whole family and have a session for half an hour or so. Everyone reads, the mother, the father, the children, all according to their ability, and you correct them so as they read better. Maybe the month of Ramadan is a good opportunity for us to look after our children from the viewpoint of reading Al-Quran. The same with dhikr, we teach them to say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All very easy for children to repeat and to mention. And the same, we ask them to raise their hands and make dua for their brothers and sisters across the world, as well as, of course, for themselves, for hidayah, for success, and so on and so forth. One other aspect of Ramadan in terms of discipline and training is really the aspect of hijab. Again, I have seen families who are good families, Muslim families. The mother is wearing hijab maybe from young age, and then one of her daughters or their daughters or two or more or less, they grow up and they reach the age of puberty, which is adulthood, that she should be wearing hijab. And then they think, oh, well, maybe she is only 13, maybe she is only 12, and so on. Maybe next year, maybe after summer, maybe not during the year. And then it is postponed year after year. And then she becomes a woman and she is 18. She goes to university and you look at her. Her mother is wearing hijab. Her father, mashallah, goes to the masjid. He may be even having a beard. And their daughters are not wearing hijab. Why? Because we need really to train our daughters to appreciate that hijab, to respect people with hijab, to look up to their mother. Of course, there is a problem if the mother herself is not wearing hijab. But if she is, then it becomes much easier. And when the time comes, you need to be prompt, you need to be nice, you need to talk to her maybe a year before, because, you know, if the girl is 11 or so, 11, 12, then she needs to be prepared by her parents and by her mother that, you know, you're going to be an adult and you need to do few things like, mashallah, you started salah when you were 7, now you need to wear hijab when you reach adulthood. And that is a very important thing. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Indeed, if you are going to discipline your children, you need to discipline yourselves. And Ramadan is the time for that. It is the time for discipline. It is the time for training. It is the time for education. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us, والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم. Again, in another hadith, ليس الصيام من الطعام والشراب وإنما الصيام من اللغو والرفث. يعني إن نضع حديث من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Generally, all these hadiths are talking about صيام جنة. صيام is prevention. It is to discipline you. And indeed, it should put أخلاق into us. It should give us patience. To the contrary, that ignorant people, when they are very upset and impatient, say, I am fasting today. Subhanallah, when someone is fasting, they should be disciplined. They should have akhlaq. They should have patience in the way that they were patient not to eat or drink. While it is a basic need, they need also to have the akhlaq to treat others. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. Should not, if you are fasting, whether in Ramadan, of course, indeed in Ramadan, but if you are fasting outside Ramadan, then فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. No loud voice, no shouting, and no bad language, no abusive language, particularly against the others. So siyam should teach us the akhlaq. And in the hadith, whoever does not leave to qawl al-zur, qawl al-zur is whatever is unnecessary to say. Lying is part of it. To say bad things is also part of it. And doing it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need his fasting and for him to leave his food and drink. Again, I'm reminding myself and my brothers and sisters today that Ramadan is the month of akhlaq. We should revise the way we treat others, because deen is about relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of ibadah, and relationship with fellow human beings, not Muslims alone, but fellow human beings. Of course, you have Muslims and you have neighbors and you have parents and you have colleagues, etc. And they may have varying degrees of relationship with you. But at the end of the day, Islam teaches you to treat others in the best possible way. I may have mentioned previously that good akhlaq is really the best da'wah, is the best way to teach people about Islam. You do not have to say much. You do not have to quote or to be hafiz. What you need is to have the akhlaq of a Muslim and deal with people according to that. They will look at you and say, MashaAllah, look at the Muslims. Look at Islam, how it teaches the Muslims discipline. Believe me, people are intelligent and clever, and they know the truth from falsehood, and they know it more through your behavior. That is an extreme and important message as far as I can see it during the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, think of that. Akhlaq in the way you treat your wife. Akhlaq in the way you treat your colleagues. Akhlaq in the way you treat your children, your neighbor. When you are driving your car, when you are dealing with your neighbor, all of that brings akhlaq forward. The month of Ramadan, while you are fasting, try to remember that this is one of the major duties that you have to observe during the month of Ramadan. Now that can be reflected into your children as well, teaching them akhlaq during the month of Ramadan, teaching them to say the truth, to refrain from lying, to be kind to the others, to be kind to the within the same family. By you being kind, for example, how are we going to teach your children how to be kind to the others if you yourself is not kind to their mother, or if the mother is not kind towards the husband? And of course, particularly from the husband to the wife. By treating the wife in the best possible way and looking after her and treating her well, the children can learn from you. The way you deal with your neighbors, the way you deal in your business, the way you talk to others, while children are observing you, absorbing your akhlaq, this is the way you teach akhlaq. The month of Ramadan is the month of training. It is the month for us to train for the fundamentals of Islam, salah, siyam, zakah, being generous, dhikr, dua, and how to care for the others. It is the month of akhlaq. It is the month to raise our children and to revise our relationship with our family, particularly to how we are raising our children and do better, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, naka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, fil alameen, naka hamidun majid. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan, Allahumma inna ala siyameh wa qiyameh wa dhikr, Allahumma inna ala taqwa, اللهم عنا على حسن الخلق يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عنا على أن نتصدق على إخواننا وأن نرحمهم وأن ندعو لهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم الصهاينة المجرمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصرهم على الظلمة والمجرمين والقتلة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق، اللهم انصر إخواننا في مصر، اللهم انصرهم في الجزائر وفي المغرب وفي ليبيا وفي تونس، اللهم انصرهم في بلاد الحرمين، اللهم انصرهم في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في كشمير وفي الصومال وفي الشيشان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في الصين، اللهم انصر إخواننا فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين احفظنا بحفظك، اللهم احفظ المسلمين في هذا البلد، اللهم احفظهم من كل مكروه، اللهم رد عنهم شر الأشرار يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم ثبتهم على دينهم وعنهم على دعوتهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم، والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.